Hello, thanks for calling customer service. My name is Artavius. To assist you with your account today, can I have a zip code?
Yes, my zip code is 10036.
And what's that first and last name?
The first name is James. The last name is McCoy. McCoy.
Well, yes. You said McCoy?
Yes.
And that zip code is 10036.
Yes.
Yes, sir. May I ask which product have you ordered or paid shipping and handling for?
Okay, I paid for the cosmic scope.
Cosmic scope. Yes, sir. May I ask when did you make that purchase?
Well, I just made it, but I pushed on the thing. It took all my info, got all my information, my credit card and everything. It took everything. But when it was time to sign out, they gave me no, they didn't show me how much it costs or anything like that.
Yes, sir. Well, since you have probably just made that order, how long was it? How long was it ago?
Well, it
Like how
was
many
in this.
minutes or hours?
No, it wasn't hours, maybe 20 minutes ago. It was that long. They took all
Yes.
my information.
That's another reason probably why we haven't gotten an account pulled up, because I don't see a McCoy. Can you, is that McCoy?
Yes, it is. The first name is James, James.
Yes, sir, Mr. James. Can I do see here where you tried placing that order, but that order wasn't completed.
And while it wasn't completed, it took everything, my credit card number, my address,
Well, yes, sir.
picture
For
resume.
the payment method, we doesn't have the payment method. We don't have that credit card information on file.
Well, it's on file when I filed it, and when I went to close it out, it would never register, it would never swipe. They had a thing on the bottom, so you're supposed to swipe that. For your what you call it, it never would register. It never would even tell me how much it cost. My concern now is has all my credit card information.
We don't have any credit card information on file. I do see here where you have tried placing that order.
I did place the order. Everything came up. My address, my card number, everything came up. I put it all through. It went through until to the very end. When I pressed on, it never showed me how much it was charging me.
Well, you was only paying for the shipping of those products to be shipped out to you, and those products was free within that. The Cosmic Scope is free within the 14-day trial. And I do see here where
No.
you have where you tried
Go
to
ahead.
make
I'm listening.
that. I do see here where you have tried to make that order, but the order wasn't completed. We doesn't have a shipping address on file. I do see we have a billing address, which is 2335 Wilburton Court, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
No, that's not me. That's not me. My billing address is 521 West 42nd Street, Apartment 18A. New York, New York, 10036.
So no, sir, this isn't true. Well, since you did say that you have just tried to make that order, it does take within 4 to 5 minutes for that order to process into our account to get anything pulled up. And I don't have anything on file. I do see a James McCoy, but you did say that that isn't you. And that's the only James McCoy that we do have on file right now.
Well, the address that you just, excuse me, the address that you just said to me, that's not nowhere near my address. And the address that I put in when I was making the order, that was the address that I put in, 521. Matter of fact, it popped up for me. It popped up my name, my address, my phone number, my card number, everything, automatically. Like I said, I don't want my card out there, and you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Let me try pulling out this account under another campaign. Well, yes, sir. What I can advise you to do is just give us a call back within like the next 20 more minutes so that account can process to see if we can get anything pulled up then.
Okay. Well, how did you come up with that address that you was just telling me about? That's not
because
my address.
There's a James McCoy that we have on file, and that person have tried making an order, and they haven't completed their order. And that is the address that we have on file for that James McCoy.
Okay, so my name didn't come up yet, you're saying?
No, sir. We don't have a James McCoy on file besides the one that I have gave you.
Okay, can you answer me this then? Why, when I pressed on, everything went through, my name, address, card number, everything went through, except when it came down to the pricing, you never showed me the total of the price, and then I pressed on the bottom and to complete the sale, and nothing ever clicked. You know, you press on the bottom, you know, you're closing it out, nothing ever clicked. I kept swiping it, but nothing happened.
Did it send you an email saying that your order was completed?
No. No, it didn't. I'm looking at it. I didn't receive anything.
Yes, sir. Once we do get those orders completed, we do send out an email saying that your order is complete and you will be receiving this product on each date.
No, I didn't receive anything. I know it had a box where it told you, you know, what they're sending, what date you're supposed to get it, this and that, and how much the price was. It had none of that after it took all my information from my card and everything.
I'm still in the process of trying to get that account pulled up. You did say your zip code was 100?
36, yes. 100, yes. It's in New York.
ain't got one. Yes, sir. I still don't have anything pulled up with James McCoy. Can I get you to give us a call back within like the next 15 more minutes to see if that account would be processed, Dan?
Sure, I'll call back.
Well, yes, sir. I do want to thank you for calling customer service. I'm sorry, just make sure you give us a call back so that we can try getting that account pulled up.
Okay, do I ask for a certain person or just call back?
Just call back.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.